Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A woman who went to heaven after her heart stopped and then came back to share her story. Written and read by Mel Johnson. While her heart was stopped for 11 minutes, Charlotte Holmes went to heaven and came back. And now she's sharing her inspirational story with the world. In September 2019, Missouri woman Charlotte Holmes and her husband, Danny, thought they were headed to a routine checkup with the cardiologist. But what happened that day ended up defying anything the couple could have ever expected. At the appointment, Charlotte's blood pressure measured an alarming 234 over 134. The cardiologist immediately sent Charlotte to the hospital. "I've always had trouble with my blood pressure," Charlotte said, "and I've been in the hospital two or three times before when they put me on IV medication to bring it down. But this time was different." 3 days later, Charlotte was still in the hospital, and all of a sudden, things went from bad to worse. "They had just given me a sponge bath in my bed, and they were putting a clean hospital gown on me when it happened," Charlotte says. "I can't remember anything about that moment, but Danny said I just fell over, and one of the nurses said, 'Oh my gosh, she's not breathing.'" Medical staff rushed into the hospital room as the nurse yelled for help. Danny watched as his wife's lifeless eyes stared off blankly as one of the nurses started chest compressions. Before she went to heaven and came back, Charlotte says she watched all of this play out from outside her earthly body. "I came out above my body. I was looking down on everything," she says. "I could see them working on me on the bed. I could see Danny standing in the corner." Next, she smelled a beautiful scent like she'd never smelled before. Charlotte then saw flowers. "God took me to a place beyond anything I could ever have imagined," she explained. "I opened my eyes, and I was in awe. There were waterfalls, creeks, hills, gorgeous scenery. And then there was the most beautiful music, like angels singing and people singing with them, so soothing. The grass and trees and flowers were swaying in time with the music." After that, Charlotte Holmes spotted angels. She saw golden gates, and behind them were faces she recognized. "Standing there, smiling and waving at me, were my mom and dad and sister," she says. Charlotte had lost each of these family members earlier in life, but there they were, happy and healthy.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
When she noticed a toddler boy, she was confused. But the moment she found herself wondering who he was, she felt God answering her. She'd suffered a miscarriage about 40 years ago while 5 months pregnant. "Back then, they didn't let you hold the baby or bury it when you miscarried that far along," Charlotte explained. "They just held him up and said, 'It's a little boy.' And that was all. It was over." After the miscarriage, Charlotte had suffered a deep depression. So seeing her little boy smiling and waving to her from the gates of heaven meant so much. The gates stood before Charlotte, and when she turned back and looked behind her, she saw Danny and their adult children in the hospital room. "They were crying, and it broke my heart," Charlotte recalls. "We know that in heaven there is no sorrow, but I hadn't walked through the gates. I wasn't there yet." God then gave Charlotte a choice. She could stay in heaven or go back to earth. "But if you go back, you have to tell your story," Charlotte says God told her. "You have to explain what you've seen and tell my message, And that message is that I'm coming soon for my church, my bride. Charlotte was dead for 11 minutes. Doctors and nurses worked tirelessly to revive her, and her family thought they were going to have to say goodbye. "I thought I wasn't going to bring you home," Danny told her later. But as soon as Charlotte made the decision to come back from heaven, one of her eyes blinked, and then she returned. After Charlotte went to heaven and came back, she couldn't stop talking about the experience. She's always been a devout Christian, but her glimpse of the afterlife truly set her soul on fire. "I just can't keep from talking about it," she says, "and there's so much more to the story. I don't want people to think I'm crazy. Well, I don't care if they think I'm crazy. I know what the Lord showed me, and I can't quit saying how wonderful and merciful God is." Charlotte Holmes opened up to a local paper, the Ozark County Times, about how she went to heaven and came back. And after the paper featured her testimony on social media, it went viral. Charlotte has been inundated with hundreds of messages, and she and her husband Danny are trying hard to read and respond to every single one. "I just feel that if people contact me, I have to answer them back," she says. "And I'm telling you, Danny and I have literally cried over some of them. We've prayed over them." Charlotte Holmes has also started traveling to churches to share her testimony of how she went to heaven and came back. "I only want to go where God wants me to go. So when they ask, I tell them I have to pray about it first," she says of the speaking requests she receives. Charlotte's family worries about all the attention and traveling. They are afraid it will cause problems with her blood pressure again. But Charlotte is trusting her Heavenly Father with her health. "I'm not worried about anything. God has this. He will take it as far as He wants me to go," she explains. "If it continues, hallelujah. If God wants me to keep sharing it, I'll share it." But she does admit all the attention sometimes gets to her. "This country girl is a little overwhelmed. I'm just Charlotte. No one special," she said. "I really can't quite fathom how it's all happened. But the Bible is filled with ordinary people through whom God has done extraordinary things. And Charlotte is determined to keep sharing her story and spreading God's glory for as long as the Lord has planned. What an amazing testimony and a wonderful reminder of what waits for us after this life."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.